New technologies are helping revive one of Australia's oldest languages, which many people fear was slowly disappearing. A school in Menindee in far western New South Wales is developing a computer application to help students learn the traditional Aboriginal language Barkindji. Margaret Paul reports.
Isabel Bennett is 82. She's perched on a walking frame in the backyard of her small house in outback New South Wales, getting in-home lessons on how to speak her native language, Barkindji.
When we say hello, you remember how you say hello?
No, I don't think so.
No.
She did learn the language as a child, but she was taken away from her home in the Menindee Mission by the Catholic Church in 1945. She didn't speak it for decades. Now she's back home, and Kayleen Kerwin from the Menindee Central School is sitting with her on the grass, giving her all the help she can.
What about the meat? When we have meat.
Wonder.
Yeah.
I remember that quite easily.
In the Barkindji language, Barka means river. It's spoken by the people of the Darling River in western New South Wales, from Bourke to Wilcannia and as far south as Wentworth near the Victorian border. Now only a handful of people speak the language fluently, but the Menindee Central School is teaching its students the native tongue. And when she's remembered a few more words, Isabel Bennett's voice will form part of an iPad app the school is developing.
It makes me so proud. I'm so happy that our children are going to learn the language.
Kayleen Kerwin is a Barkindji woman and a language assistant at the school. Her voice will also be on the app.
Thank God for technology, you know, and it's so all upgraded now, so, you know, you didn't have the little dictaphones back then and things get lost and the little tapes and stuff, so this is all good now.
The program is being developed by one of the primary school teachers who's doing all the coding in his spare time. Kayleen Kerwin says it's an exhausting process, but she's proud it means there'll be a permanent record of what her language sounds like. The Barkindji app is due to be released in the next month or so. John Hobson is the coordinator of Indigenous Languages Education at the University of Sydney's Koorie Centre.
It's certainly cutting edge, and it's great to see people in a community like Menindee and the Barkindji community getting on top of modern technology that's really going to appeal to kids and engage them in learning the language.
And it's not the only example of technology being used to revive Australian Indigenous languages. Mr. Hobson has been working with a colleague in the United States on translating Facebook into less popular languages. Three Australian Aboriginal languages are now available on Facebook, as well as other languages like Scottish Gaelic, Yiddish and Samoan. And there are plans for more Australian languages to get online too.
You know, having your page in Barkindji might encourage people to actually post to each other in Barkindji. And that's using the language, and that's a fabulous thing. That's really reviving it.
Mr. Hobson says while the latest technology might get people hooked, the hard part is to keep them learning until they can speak the language fluently.
There's a great temptation with technology, and particularly in the language revival field, where people are pretty desperate to find a way forward, to latch on to something as the single answer, the magic silver bullet, if you like. Of course, there is no such thing. We need as many different forms of for people to be able to access and use the language, to learn it, and most importantly, to speak it to each other.
Back in her backyard, Isabel Bennett reflects that growing up in Menindee is a lot different to when she was a child.
Did you speak language when you lived on the mission?
No, we wasn't allowed. The children weren't allowed to use the language.
She's thrilled she'll have the chance to speak Barkindji with her children and grandchildren.
Margaret Paul reporting.